friends and soon to be
Love
friends.
Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends and soon to be friends. This is Motivation Chimps Radio, where we talk to inspiring guests about today's topics. I am your host, Dominic Damaschke. And tonight we are going to have an excellent guest on the show. He's going to be great. We are going to have Matt Burnsworth on the show. Matt Burnsworth is a 3-time cancer survivor. When me and him were going back and forth preparing for the show, I said 2-time cancer survivor, and he actually corrected me and said, no, it's 3 times. So we're going to meet Matt here in a minute, and we are going to get ready to rock it out tonight. We're going to have a great show on Motivation Chimps Radio. I can't wait to talk to Matt here in a minute. It's going to be fun.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. One moment that you capture, just let it slip. Yo,
his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now, the clock's run out, time's up, over, plow, snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity.
All right, I hope that got you pumped up. You know, we are going to have Matt Burnsworth on tonight, and Matt is going to pump you up. I'm excited, I'm fidgeting, just getting ready to have Matt on. I've probably done 100 shows now, and a couple of my own here, and I'm so excited. I'm honestly fidgeting, getting ready to talk to Matt Burnsworth, the guy that I grew up with. I knew the guy in high school, but now, 20 years later, the guy's larger than life, a 3-time cancer survivor. He started the 1130 Foundation, where he identifies individuals affected with cancer, diseases. They've had accidents, human loss, financial loss. They've been in extreme distress, and he uses his resources, his team's resources, to shine a light on their hardships. I mean, it's amazing all he's doing. Matt Burnsworth, welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy. It's been I know we talked just before the show, but before that, I mean, it's been 20 years. So it's been a long time. It's really cool to talk to you, and I'm honored that you would have me on your show today. I know we've been trying to do it for a long time. You've been reaching out to me for years, but, you know, like you said, it's been a 6-year battle with cancer, and I'm finally back on top again. And, able to come on here and let's talk. I'm ready for it.
All right, let's do it. Man, how do you have this? So let's see what you can't skip over. A guy tells you he has cancer 3 times. I can't just skip over it and be like, hey, get to this. So how do you have the fortitude to, you got cancer once. You know, most people can't handle it. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do. I'm a weenie. I'd be scared to death. 2 times, a 3rd time. How do you have the fortitude to fight it each time? And then continue. How'd you do it?
It's really like, I mean, I know you called me like, you know, he's a special guy and all this stuff. I'll start off by saying, I mean, I really don't see myself as special. I see myself as, you know, like everybody. You know, we're all special, actually. So. Everyone's special. And I was put in a unique situation, you know, 6 years ago, where I was diagnosed with an extremely rare cancer that 1,000 people in the world get every year. It's called pseudomyxoma peritonei. Don't try spelling it. That's why they abbreviate it. They call it PMP. But yeah, I mean, I was basically, the first time I got it, it was a doctors told me I had a 10% chance to live. It really came out of nowhere. I was lifting weights one day, got what I thought was a hernia, and when I went for a hernia operation, went back in for the checkup, and they said it wasn't a hernia. Your entire inside of your stomach is literally covered with tumors. Not only did this cancer happen to me once, and was I given a 10% chance to live, but, you know, like you said, it wasn't two times, it was three times. And
so
the cancer spread to my lung. Yeah.
So you got this cancer and it's spreading. How do you sit there and say, like, you've been, I see the pictures. You were jacked. You were huge. Like you said, you're lifting weights like crazy. I mean, in your mind, when somebody tells you you have cancer, are you like, well, I'm going to beat this? Or are you thinking, holy hell, I'm scared to death?
For me, it's kind of I might be special in this way. So I grew up in a family where my grandpa died when he was 48. My other grandpa died before I was born. All my uncles have died in their 40s. So I had a lot of young, pretty much all the men in my family died young. And I had always this kind of crazy idea in my head that I was just going to die young. And so that's why, you know, I lived life as much as I could. And then in my mind, I was kind of prepared for it. I mean, I used to like I would go do things like rock climbing, climb 100-foot cliffs without a rope. I was almost like playing with death. So when they told me, you know, you're going to die, I really was not, I didn't think about that at all. I didn't think about, you know, being scared. Oh my God, what's going to happen to me? The very first thing that popped into my mind was, how am I going to tell my mom this? The next thing that popped in my mind is a friend of your and I's, Tom, that I grew up with and you grew up with. His dad, I mean, he's like a brother to me. His dad died a year or two before, and I saw him battle a pretty rough depression, and I thought about him. I thought about, imagine you have your dad die, it crushes you, and then a year later, your best friend in the whole world dies. So it wasn't me. Like, I would like to say, like, oh, I was just motivated. It's not going to get me. But I think this is the best way to overcome challenges is by having something to live for, or by having a passion to do something, having a reason. That's the way you overcome big obstacles, is by having a strong reason to overcome them. And my strong reason was my mom, my best friend, and my family. And that's what drove me to beat cancer.
Now that you beat cancer three times, do you just like walk out in the middle of the street because nothing can affect you? Is it just like, I mean, when people tell you they're sick or they broke an arm or they're having like these trivial things, you got to just be like, doesn't faze me. So, I mean, do you just walk around like all day like badass? Is that how it is now?
No, that's a really interesting question, and I love you asked that. Because yeah, I mean, I do have people who come and talk to me, and they'll tell me things, you know, like you said, like, oh, I broke my arm, and oh, I have to, you know, 2 miles away from where I work and walk in the cold every day. And I'm like, it's almost like at first I would be like, you know, some people would tell me these menial problems, and I would be almost kind of insulted that they're actually telling me like, this is your problem. You have no idea what I've gone through, like,
right.
And you're saying this to me, but I don't. That also kind of makes you almost, I don't want to be cold-hearted. So that's something that I've been working on a therapist with. You have to realize in life that everybody does not have your same perspective. We all have our own perspective. So you have to respect that, other people's perspective. What might not be a big problem to you might be a big problem to somebody else. And you have to recognize that, that that's their problem.
Right.
I think what you can do, though, what you can do, though, is from a much deeper perception, hopefully give them an understanding of, you know, what you're going through is really not so difficult. And one of the reasons why I kind of started the foundation, I didn't want it to be just my experience. There are other people out there just like me who are, you know, really positive like I was, who are overcoming things and living in a really dark place, but they're managing it. And so I don't want you know, that to be me when I'm telling that to somebody, that, you know, a lot of people are doing this. And one of the cool things about my foundation, you know, we'll talk about later, is we actually share the messaging. So we make little videos and documentaries. We share the experience of these people that are suffering. And what I've found is people come back to me and say, wow, this changed, like you just said, perception. This just changed my entire perception. I get messages every day that, you know, you introducing me to this person and their story. I just went through a rough divorce with my husband. He left me with nothing, which sounds like a horrible thing, but then they see that there's way more horrible things going on out there. They start to feel like, wow, maybe what I'm not going through is not so bad. And it's almost like a healing thing for them to see somebody else go through something worse, but get through it.
Okay, so to Matt, tell me, let's give the respect that's due here to the 1130 Foundation. So here's Matt Burnsworth, 3-time cancer survivor. He could be out, like you said, climbing rocks and doing his own thing, and he lives in Vegas, I think, so he could be out just on the strip every night. But for some reason, he decides, after beating cancer, I'm going to help other people out. So I start the 1130 Foundation. Matt, what does the 1130 Foundation mean, and what does it do?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I'm glad that you appreciate that and you framed it that way, because honestly, I could just go out there and, you know, just live life. And actually, since I've gone through what I've gone through, there's a funny thing about suffering and going to a very low place. It's when you get back to the height you were at, or the normal, you plateau, you know, the normal height that everybody else is on, it feels a lot higher, right? So once you go through something like that, like I remember, like, getting out, like the second time I got out of the hospital, I was in there for 90 days. I got in my car and I'm driving just down the road, you know, just driving my car. And I'm like looking up at the sun and I'm like holding onto my steering wheel. And I like broke down crying because it just felt so beautiful to like finally be out of a hospital bed and like drive a car. You know what I mean? It's crazy. And you're right. Like I could just sit there and, you know, say like, hey, I did my thing. I beat my test. I'm just going to go enjoy and live life. And a lot of cancer patients do that. Most of them do. I don't fault them for it. However, I've always been a caring and compassionate person. And I've noticed that, you know, I believe in God, whether you don't or do not. I've been given a gift. My gift is that I've been to such a low, low place that not many, if any, have come out of, that I can feel other people's pain and I can recognize it and I can sympathize with them in deep pain. And I see them in pain, and having gone through it and knowing what it feels like, that's what drives me to want to help people, because I don't want to see people suffer like I suffered, because it's horrible. I don't want to see anybody in this world suffer, you know. And actually, I get a bigger high out of taking somebody who's suffering like I was and being able to either change their perspective or do something for them that I know that would have helped me, and help them get out of that suffering. That's the greatest high in the world, helping other people. So that's why.
Okay, so how do you do it, Matt? So the 1130 Foundation, tell me, what does that mean? And then I see these parties where you're, I see you're giving some kind of a service dog to somebody, but what does 1130 Foundation mean?
So a friend of mine, so they did a documentary film on me, which people can see online. We can put the link after the show. It's literally like an hour and a half long because we tried to get it as short as we can, but there's just so much stuff that happened to me. And what's crazy is that in that hour and a half, it's only like 5% of the stuff that I've went through. But what I realized after the documentary, I've had so many people, I started having people watch it and reach out to me. And, you know, first I was getting one message a week, then it was two, then it was three. And these messages aren't just like, well, some of them are like, hey, I was on a treadmill and I ran 10 more minutes because of you, which is, that's awesome. But some of them are like, hey, I was sitting in my car on Thanksgiving, my family just left me, and I'm watching all these families go in and have dinner, Thanksgiving dinner together, and I had a gun in my mouth, and I was going to commit suicide, and thinking about you, I didn't do that. And messages like that are hard to get. I mean, there's some nights I go to bed, it's fulfilling to help other people, but I am also taking on other people's pain because it also brings, you know, flashbacks to times when I felt like that. But what our foundation does is, so it tries to take the experience that I went through where I was suffering. They did this documentary on me. I actually lost my job right before my documentary. I was the top salesperson at like a 4,000 person company. I mean, I was on top of the world, making over $500,000 a year. I lost everything. And because of the documentary, it's like I built this fan base up of people who follow me, but also pep me and cheer me up. And that's what got me through some very hard times. And I know that that can do the same for other people. So I'm going to take that same experience I had where someone shone a light on me. They showed that light to the world. People then have reached out and helped me. So in my situation, they set up a GoFundMe site, which people donated all kind of money, which allowed me to beat my third bout of cancer and allowed me to get back to where I am today, which is the best I've ever felt in my entire life. And I want to do that for other people. So what we do at the 1130 Foundation, instead of, you know, you shouldn't have to beg when you're sick. You shouldn't have to beg when you're suffering. You know, people should just help you and find you and help you. So I find people who are suffering, and I say, what do you need? How can we help you? And then I also look for people who are willing to share that story, who want to show how the help is helping them, so everybody can learn from the experience. Like I said, you know, like me, people learning my story has saved people from suicide. I want to help other people who sharing their story can help somebody else from suicide or beat cancer. Or so it's kind of helping, you know, I want to save everybody in the world. And I know it's impossible for a single human being to do that. But by saving a few people, I think, and shining a light on them and sharing their stories with the world, I can save way more people by doing that. And that's what our foundation does.
Man, I love it. I'm a fan. I believe in you 100%. I believe in your foundation. If the listeners want to support the foundation, where can they go?
So we have a website. It's 1130foundation.org. There's a donate button on there. We also have a Facebook page, which is, I believe it's facebook.com/1130foundation, or you can just search it on there, and there's a donate button on there. Something we're doing is we're actually so putting programs in place. So people, cool thing about what we do also is, you know, I used to give $500 to the American Cancer Society every year, right? I had no idea what they did with that money. I also found out later that they only donate 2% of it to really helping people. And the CEO is a millionaire, right? And people can actually watch. I kept my day job because I don't want a single penny for this. I just want all of what we're doing to help people. And through our videos and our content, you can actually not only experience the help we're giving, but you can be part of it. And you can see where your money's going and what it's doing. And I mean, that's why, you know, a lot of people kind of, you say charity, they like, you know, they kind of get scared. I defy you to be get scared by looking at us and looking at ours. You will not get scared. You will be like, that's everyone who sees what we're doing is like, how can I help you? Because this is awesome.
No, I'm going to get into, we got about 8 minutes here. I'm going to get into some of the pictures and stuff I see online. Let me take a quick break and give my sponsor some love here. Integrity Realty, Bob Hamilton. They got some of the best splits in the industry. If you're buying or selling a home, and they're looking for agents all the time. They're expanding fast. If you are buying or selling a home, you want to look them up because they got some great agents and they will find you the right home. And they will get your home sold. That is Integrity Realty. That's Bob Hamilton. So, Matt, I got to ask you. You mentioned something before, and it's personal. And we were talking before we went on, and you told me something about in your darkest hour that you contemplated suicide, and you had a plan in place, but you got some motivation from some people, and you said, no, I'm not going to do this. So what would Matt Burns work today, this guy that's kicking ass, that's helping other people, that's making a difference, that maybe can change the world, what would Matt say to that kid getting bullied, that guy like him that was down and out, that was sick? What would you say to that person today when they're thinking about giving up? What would you say to them?
I would say, look at me now. I you know, I've been to the darkest depths of hell, and I am now, you know, living my greatest moment on earth that I've ever lived before. You know, I've had the lowest lows, but since after the low lows, I've had the highest highs. And actually, so when you say 1130 Foundation, what the 1130 stands for is it's off of Proverbs 11:30, where the seed of a good deed grows into the tree of life. So when I was contemplating suicide, I even called my, you know, I called my life insurance company up. I'm probably like flagged right now by them. And I basically asked them, like, you know, how can I die so my family can get paid? What are the ways? And I had it all planned out. And I mean, even down to where I was going to get an Uber ride so my mom wouldn't have to pick up my car. And I got this message on Facebook one day where my friends were all at a football game, and they just sent me a picture with like 20 of them holding up Team Matt signs. And that message saved my life that day. And I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't have got to experience what I'm experiencing now. You know, I wouldn't be at this extreme high if I haven't gotten that message. And that message was the good deed. And it was a simple good deed, right? But it had a gigantic, it saved my life. It had just a little simple things I tell people can really impact somebody in gigantic ways, you know?
Speaking of impacting people in gigantic ways, I see that I'm on the website for your foundation. I'm a fan of your Facebook page. I see this Sydney that seems like she's going through some stuff right now. It seems like you're helping her out. Who is she? Is she your sister? Who is she to you? And How did she become so special to the organization?
Well, she's not my sister by blood, but she's my sister in my heart. I met Sydney, so another thing that people reach out to me for is I get messages almost daily of, hey, my friend has cancer, and they saw that you beat it. They don't really have any hope right now. Could you reach out to them and give them some hope? So somebody mentioned this girl, Sydney, to me and said that, you know, she has this, chronic disease that's just like mine. No one can spell and has to abbreviate. I reached out to the girl, and when I reach out, I just don't say like, give them oh, hey, keep your head up. I tell them my story. I tell them how, like you said, like what Matt would say now to the Matt that was suffering. And I try to give them hope. And I just got to talking with her, and I found out, we were coming up with a foundation, and I was like, we're looking for like kind of our first person to help and shine a light on. She's like me when I was, four or five years ago, except she's so much more. She's so much more positive. She's such a brighter light. She looks like Miss Teen Universe, which makes it hard for people to believe sometimes she's suffering inside, which is kind of sad. But she basically has a rare blood disorder where the collagen falls apart in her blood and her bones, and it causes her to have seizures. And she'll literally like cough up blood, have seizures, fall down, almost bleed to death. I mean, it's pure hell that she's living in. And so I reached out to her mom. First, I didn't want her to like think, because she's 19. I don't want like her to think some creepy guys like reaching out to her daughter. I wanted to reach out to her and say like, hey, I'm talking to your daughter, but also I'm starting a foundation. What do you need? What can we do? And she said, we need a service dog, or she wants a service dog. I went in, I investigated it. There are dogs out there that can actually recognize a seizure and stop it before it happens. So there's a dog out there that could save her life. And but I also found out these dogs are $50,000.
And you got it. Hold on. We got 2 minutes here. You ended up getting her that dog.
Yeah. What I did is the reason why it's $50,000, it's because the training part only takes 2 hours a week, but you have to put like that dog through 30 hours of drills a week. I mean, it's practice. It's a full-time job. I decided to take on that job, and I'm working with a trainer, and I am doing the 30 hours a week on top of running a foundation and on top of having a very difficult job in my day job. And I'm going to get her that dog in about 16 weeks. I mean, it's getting ready.
You are my hero. Matt, we got to end this. There's too much. You're doing too much good. This is Matt Burnsworth. He's got the 1130 Foundation. Matt, I thank you. You are the man. Keep doing what you're doing for Sydney and everybody else out there. And, hey, buddy, don't you ever give up, my man.
Hey, buddy. Nate, thank you so much, brother. I love being on here. I love talking with you. And I hope at least one person got something out of something I said. And go look us up. Help us out, people. But if not, I mean, just look at life and, live it. And, whatever you're suffering with, someone's suffering worse. But thanks, man. And I love you, buddy. And I love everybody who showed up to listen today.
Hey, I love you, Matt. Matt is the man. Thank you for tuning in today. This is Motivation Champs Radio. You can catch us at DomD1000 or our Motivation Champs pages on Facebook. We heard Matt today. Matt, 3-time survivor, but he's more than that. He is amazing. He's doing stuff for other people, not just himself. We love you, Matt. Until next time, if you get knocked down, get back up and keep swinging.
You just yesterday morning they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd